and it epitomizes the self-obsessed and ironic culture of the decade. And it's been a show frequently described as a show about nothing.
Which is true. I mean, to an extent.
Mm-hmm. So has Big Fatty Online.
Oh.
Burn.
Another show about nothing. Wow.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And it's been a show frequently described as a show about nothing.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1634 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 30th of April, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty. Y'all, I forgot what I was going to talk about. Big Fatty. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem. Big Fatty, how appropriate. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, can you believe, now today, officially today, this year is one-third over. A third over, y'all. I just can't believe it. And I know I keep saying that all the damn time. And yes, Big Fatty, you're like a broken record. But y'all, it's true. And it just keeps going faster and faster. That's all I got to say. It just keeps going faster and faster. But anyway, y'all, I realized that on yesterday's little show, when we got to the end of the show where I was talking about the baby jar, I never explained why you were feathers on yesterday's little show. And y'all, I'm hoping that the music, which I'm gonna play again right now because y'all, I just love this music, that the music will remind you of or stimulate a memory as to why your feathers. Big Fatty, play it. Now, y'all, that music is important to Big Fatty because, y'all, that is the ending music from the movie Forrest Gump that Big Fatty was in. and, y'all, you know, the movie starts off with a feather that blows around, and then at the very end of the movie, the feather kind of comes back in and it starts to fly and it lifts into the air and then it it's carried away. And y'all, it means something to me, of course, because I was in the movie Forrest Gump. But y'all, I just thought that it was a perfect way for that movie to end. And so that's kind of why that's a special song for Big Fatty. And y'all, several folks had asked me, Big Fatty, can you tell us a little bit more about the baby jar? And y'all, I'm happy to do that. First of all, he was a very sweet man. He got his name, because he, at one time was in the Marine Corps. Now, this was before I knew him, of course. Anyway, and y'all, he became the baby jaw because, y'all, he looked much younger than he really was. Always did. I would have never guessed that he was as old as he was when he passed away. But y'all, and I know, well, Bear Crowdy, how did you meet him? And y'all, it should be obvious. We met on the AOL chat line. Bear Crowdy! y'all, we started off as a love connection. But y'all, it was much more than a love connection. Y'all, we just became good friends and stayed in touch I guess we probably knew each other, 15, you know, somewhere between 15 and 20 years. And y'all, he was just a sweetheart. He had problems with wrecking cars, though, and you know, so he kind of reminds me of the Faye Drop Fatty in that respect. But he was as sweet as he could be, and y'all, he had a puppy dog, and I don't know, and I was talking to Veda about this today, but I don't know, but you know how some people you know, they're with their lifelong companion, and then all of a sudden one of them dies, and just, you know, months later or weeks later, the other one dies. I don't know that there's any connection there with this. But y'all, he had a puppy dog like for 17 years, and y'all, the puppy dog's name was Mr. Pierce, and Mr. Pierce was, I can't remember what kind of puppy dog Mr. Pierce was, but y'all, he was just as loving as he could be. And there was a huge relationship between the baby jar and Mr. Pierce. And so y'all, as I was telling someone, at least he has been reunited with his four-legged dear friend and companion. Y'all, the baby jar was also... now, he enjoyed a glass of red wine, y'all. I'm going to tell you that. And sometimes he enjoyed more than one glass of red wine. y'all, he also was an avid runner. He... Years ago, got Big Fatty to walk the Cooper River Bridge the first year that the new bridge here in Charleston was open, and y'all, he ran it, Big Fatty walked it. But y'all, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at pictures. He had some pictures. Well, they take pictures when you cross the finish line, but he had a picture of when he crossed it and then when I crossed it, and that's sitting here in the Fat Cave. And it's, y'all, it's just something that I'll look at each day. And y'all, I'm real gonna miss him. I will miss him, but I know that he'll be okay. He's gonna be okay, and it makes me happy that he and Mr. Pierce are reunited once again. And there are other little stories about the baby jar. Y'all, I was the first person that took him over to the Horror Hotel. Y'all, he was mortified, but y'all, I think he had a good time nonetheless. Y'all, and I just want to say one more time, thank you so much to everybody who sent good thoughts and condolences and all. But y'all, Big Fatty's fine. Big Fatty's fine. And I will be fine. And so will the baby jar. And so there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, today, the last day of April, the last day of the first third of the year, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is out there in the middle of the country, you know him because of his relationships. Y'all, it is the one and only Mr. Boo out there in the Iowa. And Mr. Boo is the husband of that Brenda Boo. And he's on that, he sometimes is on the carport show that the Faye driver does. And Big Fatty, do you think Brenda Boo will make him a corn cake? Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about that. But y'all, our other celebration of exiting the birth canal today is, y'all, is someone up there in the Connecticut, y'all. They're one of a team. One of a team, y'all. It is one of the Danburys, and y'all, it is the one that likes to strut around with his pole in his hand. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, it is that drum major Kev from up there in the Danbury, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. That drum major Kev is a chef in the kitchen, and Brian. Brian and Danbury, y'all, he's a chef on the grill, and y'all, they make a terrific team together. And drum major Kev, he's always making cupcakes for the bowling group and all kinds of good stuff like that. Big Fatty, there could be trouble. Why is that, Poodle? Well, Big Fatty, do you think that Brian will have to make him a meat cake? Gussie, y'all, I thought we'd just close out the little show. Y'all, I wanted to, I had some more of these things that my mother sent me that, you know, something for seniors that I never got to them. It's a little quiz. Oh, what is that? Y'all, that's a little hot ham solid that I had for my lunch. Y'all, now this is, these are the brain teasers now. In California, you cannot take a picture of a man with a wooden leg. Why not? Big Fatty, I don't have any idea. Well, that's because in California, you can't take pictures with a wooden leg. You need a camera to take pictures. Big Fatty, that's a good one. What was the president's name in 1975? Big Fatty, was that Jimmy Carter? I don't know. Let's just take a look here. What was the president's name? Same as it is now, Barack Obama. Oh, Big Fatty, you got me good on that one. Let's see. If you were running a race and you passed the person in second place, what place would you be in now?
If I were running a race and I passed the person in second place, well, I would be I'd be in first place, wouldn't I?
Well, no. If you pass the person in second place, then you would be in second.
Big Fatty, you got me again.
all right, here we go. Which is correct to say? The yolk of the egg are white, or the yolk of the egg is white.
Big Freddy, I believe it is.
Poodle, neither. The yolk of the egg is yellow.
Big Freddy.
Let's see what else we got here. This is the last one, y'all. Yes, Big Freddy. If a farmer has 5 haystacks in one field and 4 haystacks in the other field, how many haystacks would he have if he combined them all in another field? So he had 5 in one field and 5 in the other field. How many haystacks would he have if he combined them all in another field?
Big Freddy, I would guess it'd be 9.
Well, no, Poodle. If he combined them, all of his haystacks, then they would just become 1 big haystack.
Big Freddy!
Y'all, here's some impossibilities. I don't know if you know these or not.
Big Freddy, go ahead. You've already stopped me a couple of times.
You can't count your hair.
Big Freddy, I never even wanted to count my hair.
By the way, you can't wash your eyes with soap.
Big Freddy, why would you want to wash your eyes with soap?
You can't breathe through your nose when your tongue is out. I've never heard that before. and then it says, put your tongue back in your mouth, you silly goose. Y'all, then here's 10 things that I know about you, okay? And here it is. This is 10 things that my mother knows about me. I know you're reading this. I know you are human. You can't say the letter P without separating your lips. You just attempted to do it.
Big Freddy, how did she know that?
You are laughing at yourself, Big Freddy. You have a smile on your face, and you skipped number 5.
There
wasn't a number 5.
Big Freddy,
you just checked to see if there was a number 5.
Big Freddy, she knows you well.
You laugh at this because you are a fun-loving person, and everybody does it too, and you're probably gonna send this to see who else falls for it.
Big Freddy, are you gonna send it to somebody?
No, I just read it because, you know, basically, you know, the only reason we read things on here is because of the number one fan of the BFO, you know, that Hat M, you know, over there in Budapest, Mexico. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, speaking of that Hat M, y'all, he received in the Mexican mail today, he received his number one fan surprise package. And, y'all, he seemed to be real, real pleased with the little goodies that Big Freddy included in there.
Big Freddy, it don't take much.
Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids over there at the Game Night Gals. You know that's Brian and Curtis, and you know they're coming to the Pride 48, and and y'all, it almost sounded like they were being ugly, but Brian, how would you describe the Game Night Gals?
And it's been a show frequently described as a show about nothing.
Well, ever since that big liar left, maybe.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.